Exclusive: Zoa slams monstrous Obama for legitimizing unspeakable Hamas horrors. By Joshua Klein on November 7, 2023. Barack Obama is a monstrous and dangerous Jew hater and Israel hater who must be condemned, delegitimized, and removed from polite society. That was the verdict delivered Tuesday by Zionist Organization of America, ZOA, head Morton Klein, who accused the former president of falsely and outrageously legitimizing the unspeakable Hamas horrors with his grotesque, anti-Semitic, and dangerous remarks against Israel, all while being the primary person making decisions for the Biden administration. Speaking with Breitbart News, Klein, who has headed the nation's oldest pro-Israel organization for two decades, denounced as a grotesque, anti-Semitic, dangerous, and heartless lie Obama's latest remarks, conveying that the intolerable occupation is what caused the Muslim Arab terror group Hamas to massacre, rape, torture, and behead over 1,400 Jews of all ages. His proclaiming that Israel's appropriate and necessary military response will backfire is a tragic and frightening attempt to protect the Muslim terrorists of Hamas, he said, noting that the Nazi ideology was destroyed militarily after World War II when no one admitted to ever having been a Nazi. The ZOA leader argued the former president was the most anti-Israel president in the White House ever, a position he claims stemmed from his Jew hatred, which is evident from his history. He attended Reverend Jeremiah Wright's anti-Semitic church for 22 years. He helped his friend preacher Louis Farrakhan organize the Million Man March. His closest friend was University of Chicago's Israel basher Rashid Khalidi. He refused to veto UN Security Council Resolution 2334 stating all the land past the 1967 line is occupied Arab land. He compared Israel's treatment of Palestinians to Nazi treatment of Jews in a speech to a Muslim Brotherhood university in Cairo. And he gave us a deal with Israel-hating Iran which allows Tehran to legally obtain nukes in 13 years after signing, he said. According to Klein, Obama never left Washington in order to continue to work his influence and ideology in D.C. He is the primary person making decisions for the Biden administration, as evidenced by the large number of Obama friends gaining important posts in the current administration, he noted. Highlighting Hamas' official charter, which unconditionally calls for the murder of every Jew on earth and Israel's destruction, Klein noted that there has been zero occupation in Gaza since 2005, when all 9,000 Jews, civilian and soldier, were cruelly and forcibly removed from there. There is also no occupation in Judea and Samaria, the West Bank, he added. Israel gave Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas and the Palestinian Arabs 40% of Judea and Samaria. They have their own parliament, schools, teachers, textbooks, police force, businesses, and more. Klein explained that the only thing Israel jointly controls with the Palestinians is security, and that is only due to constant Arab terror cells evolving there. They run their own lives, he stated. Israel allows tens of thousands of Gaza and Judea and Samaria Palestinians to enter Israel to work and earn a good living. That's why there are checkpoints, he added. The pro-Israel activist went on to define the term occupation, which he said entails when one country illegally stole someone else's sovereign land. However, he noted, there was never a sovereign country of Palestine. It was a region renamed by the Romans from Judea and Samaria to Palestine in order to antagonize the Jews, he said. Jews are from Judea, Arabs are from Arabia. If it's Arab land, why does it have the Roman name of Palestine, he asked, remarking that Arabs have difficulty pronouncing the letter P and thus call it Palestine. Asserting that there are no Palestinian kings or queens, Klein cited the legendary author Mark Twain, who wrote in Innocents Abroad in the late 1800s that this was barren land with no people. He also pointed to the four times the Palestinian Arabs were offered a state in the last 20 years, or eight times in the last 80 years. Related, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu firmly rejects ceasefire, declares this is a time for war. They turned it down every time without a counteroffer because it required accepting Israel as a Jewish state, proving Palestinian war is not about statehood but about the Jewish state's existence, he stated. The first statehood offer was the Peel Commission in 1937 and then UN Resolution 181 in 1947-48 to Prime Minister Ehud Barak's offers in 2001 and Ehud Olmert in 2006 offering a Palestinian state, he added. He then accused Obama of falsely and outrageously legitimizing the unspeakable Hamas horrors by giving credence to an erroneous basis for it. Klein insisted such moves will only strengthen, energize, embolden and inspire Islamic terrorist groups to continue to pursue their Nazi-like ambitions as if there is some noble purpose to rid the world of the evil Jews ruining and polluting every aspect of society. He concluded by deeming the former president a monstrous and dangerous Jew hater and Israel hater who must be condemned, delegitimized and removed from polite society. His evil intentions for Jews in the world must be finally exposed and eliminated, he added. Klein's remarks follow former President Barack Obama telling his former staffers on the pod Save America Saturday that all of us are complicit to some degree in the violence in Gaza, as he appeared to describe a moral equivalence between Hamas murdering Israelis and the Israeli occupation of Gaza. However, Gaza has not been occupied by Israel since 2005, when Israel withdrew all of its soldiers and civilians in a disengagement that aimed to reduce violence in the region. Hamas responded by launching thousands of rockets at Israel and starting several wars. Though last month, in the wake of the October 7 massacre, which saw Hamas perpetrate the worst terrorist attack in Israel's history last month, Obama said that Israel must dismantle Hamas. He has since spent the last several weeks backtracking, in the face of anti-Israel and anti-Semitic activism emanating from the progressive left. In response to Obama's comments, the Republican Jewish Coalition, RJC, issued a blistering response, accusing the former president of being complicit in terror and war. The October 7 attack saw Hamas terrorists gun down hundreds of young participants at an outdoor music festival while others hunted Jewish men, women, and children in local towns, who were then subjected to torture, rape, execution, immolation, and kidnapping. The onslaught resulted in more than 1,400 dead inside the Jewish state, over 5,300 more wounded, and at least 241 hostages of all ages taken. The vast majority of the victims are civilians and include dozens of American citizens. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.